there. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek, and I am super excited today. Why, you might ask? Well, by my side, Batman had Robin. The Lone Ranger had Tonto.
No.
I've got my faithful sidekick, the one, the only, Dave Parker.
Thank you, Gary. Good morning.
Hey,
what a great
you
intro.
You never know
right?
what I'm going to say.
No,
dude.
I don't. You know, so well. Thank you. That's what an accolade.
Well,
you know, to be compared at that level.
That's right,
know?
Man. You know, it would be enough if it was just you and me today
yes.
on the show.
Oh man,
in the studio. But we are not alone today.
We're not alone today.
In the studio, live from North Jersey. The one, the only, Marty Rotella, singer-songwriter,
woo!
Brother.
Yo, hello, gang. How you doing?
What's up, Marty?
Yeah, oh, life is awesome. I just drove down and, you know, just to be with you guys. You're Batman, you're Robin, and I'm Superman.
That's right.
So here we go.
You're bad, man.
Marty is going to be with us for the entire hour today. We're going to be featuring his music. In fact, we're going to be playing some songs, Marty, that we have not played on the air before. So I'm excited about that. Some of my favorite Marty Rotella songs will be featured. We're going to spend the whole hour with you. We're going to talk a lot about what's been going on in your life, what's happening with Spirit Power. But Marty, before we do that, would you do the honor of kicking us off with prayer today?
All right, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus, in your wisdom, you gave us the obedience to love the Father and His will in our lives. So we accept your will, Father, and we thank you for everything you've given us. Jesus, you showed us the love of the Holy Spirit. You say, call on the Spirit. So at this moment, we call on the Holy Spirit, which is the love of the Father and the Son, to enter our hearts, enter our minds and our souls, to really be the words of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus, all of this is done in your name because you are the name, as we bow our heads and say, Jesus. So we offer this time and this love to you, God, the Holy Trinity, and we ask you to give us the words that we need. Amen.
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 Father, Son,
Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. All right,
amen,
brother. Great job, just as I expected. Sounds like you've been praying for a long time.
Yeah, you know.
Marty, listen, just in case anybody's not familiar with your work, tell us a little bit about you, what you do, where they can find you online.
Okay.
What's the deal with Marty Rotella?
Well, the first thing is spiritpowermusic.org would be the place to go. Also, you can go to Facebook or just type my name in and jump on board and see what's going on with the ministry. But the ministry is 38 years of just saying yes, coming back to the faith. I love the Catholic faith. And just coming back and being Eucharistic, you know, every day, you know, receiving Jesus, spending time with him in adoration, and just saying yes to him. And he builds this ministry, this whole Spirit Power ministry. Every song written, every time I go out and speak is just Eucharistic foundation.
Yeah.
So, and that's the Holy Spirit. So, yeah, that's kind of like where I'm at. You know?
And let's talk about that for a minute, because one of the things you said, all right, I'll come down, I'll do the show. It's about an hour and 45-minute drive for you.
Mm-hmm.
You said, I need to know where there is a Mass nearby because I have to get the Eucharist.
Yeah.
That's why you've been able to do this for so many years.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You know, I have the times up where I live, or if I'm when I'm traveling, I have to know the times because if you miss it, it's too easy. Then you start missing the next day.
Exactly.
And you miss that. So I start the day off with Jesus. And when I do that, this ministry is his. It's not mine.
Yeah. Dave, that's important to you as well. I know. I try to get to Daily Mass after the show. You do?
Yes, yes.
We would run out of gas pretty quickly if we didn't do that.
Sure.
He's the source of our strength.
Absolutely. To Marty's point, I mean, if I miss one, like I was on the road to Erie last week, and I made it to the first morning I was there, I didn't make it. And I had this empty feeling. I said, I went to the next day, I made it to Mass. But to your point, Marty, I mean, that what a way to start your day, you know, talking and Eucharistically, as Marty says, you know, getting in the presence of the Lord, no matter if you're on the road. You know, I mean, I go in, I don't know the people, I don't know the priest, but I know Jesus.
That's
a great way to look at it is this way. If Jesus appeared in this room right now, levitating, and he said to us, hey, I'm going to come here every day at this exact time, 7:05, I'm going to be here, and come every morning, I'll be here. So we would run, we'd come.
Exactly.
Here he is, you know, 7:05, he's here again. We'd bring people, right?
Yep.
But that's what happens at Mass.
Absolutely.
Jesus flies down into the Eucharist, he's appearing, he's coming to us. So what better way to start your day? What better breakfast What better way to say, hey, you know, I need to really take this in because it's a gift from God, yeah. and then I can go out in the world and I can be this love. You know, be a change in the world. The world's a mess. Hey, do something about it. Let Jesus be your heart. Mm-hmm. That's the Eucharist.
And that's the secret. When the Lord told us to go out and through the church tells us to go out and share the good news, to be apostles in a world that really needs to hear the good news, he never said do it by yourself. He wants to be with us. He wants to strengthen us. He wants to fortify us. And that's what he does through the Eucharist.
That's cool.
Right? I mean, it's because, listen, by myself, I'm pretty ineffective. I'm pretty weak. But Jesus said that. He said, by yourself, apart from me, you can do nothing. John 15:5. It's right there in black and white. Mm-hmm. Right? But he never asked us to do anything by ourselves.
You know, that's interesting because this is my prayer after I receive the Eucharist. This is my prayer. I say, look, go to every cell in my body.
Wow.
Yeah, go to every cell. I you know, and you can feel that. And he mm-hmm. does. He goes to every cell. So psychologically, physically, emotionally, spiritually, he's now healing every cell. So when you leave that morning and go out into the world, you're him. Mm. And that's the key. Because if you go out as you're going to make a lot of mistakes. But if I go out as him, man, perfect love.
It reminded me of, like, I will be with you till the, you know, end of time, you know, and beyond time.
Right.
He's always with us.
Right? Mm, I like
he
that.
He is. Yeah. He is. Guys, before we look, I want to look at the gospel. Marty, I want to get your thoughts on today's gospel. I want to do a quick look at the weather forecast for the Delaware Valley. Right now at the Philadelphia International Airport, we have 76 degrees. Today, scattered showers, thunderstorms, mainly after 5 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 93. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms and a low around 77. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 95.
Wow.
Boy, we are in the midst of a heat wave.
And summer, yes.
But, hey, it's summer, though, you know, right? I mean, that's what it is.
Well, can I say something to Marty real quick? How's it up in North Jersey? Is it hotter? Or, I mean, it's about 2 hours away.
Oh, it's hotter. We have pollution up there. It's hotter.
That's good.
All right.
That's good. Anyway, we are joined in the studio today by Marty Rotella, singer, songwriter. And what I'm going to do now is let's take a look at the gospel. Marty, Dave, I'm going to ask you guys to weigh in. This is a gospel that I think we've heard many times, but there's always, this is the beauty of sacred scripture, there's always a fresh message. Every time, Marty, we read scripture, that's the Lord speaking to us today. I think we lose sight of that sometimes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right?
No. It's important. You know, every time we read it, you're going to get a new insight.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And that's not our journey. That's why it's called the Word of God.
That's right, man.
Yeah. And, it's boring. I read this again. No. Here's a new insight. Wow, I never thought of that.
Right.
I've been reading this for 38 years.
Yep. Praise Happens God. All the time. Praise anyway, let's take a look at today's gospel. It's from Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 27. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Marty and Dave, I think one of the biggest problems that we sometimes face is when we say, I'm not smart enough to understand the teachings of the Catholic Church, or I'm not capable of knowing Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is saying, I reveal things to the childlike. What's it mean, Marty, to be childlike?
Well, the childlike is interesting, but I think that reading itself, there's like three parts to it.
Right.
He starts with the Father. And that's mm-hmm. really important. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because everything is the Father, the obedience to the Father. Now, mm-hmm. then he says childlike. So how do I be childlike? Well, I'd be childlike by listening to the Father. You know, like, I don't want to listen to my dad. You know, like humans, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't listen to my dad. But you want to know something? In the end, when we get older, we say, man, I should have listened to my dad. Mm-hmm. Or when we get older, we said, oh, you know, dad had it right, you know. Mm-hmm. And then the third thing in that is the name of Jesus. The whole thing, it comes down right to Jesus. How do I love the Father while being obedient? And how do I become childlike and obey the Father?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Jesus mm-hmm. is the answer. He's the answer to everything.
I was going to say, childlike, what I think the meaning is, basically in simplicity and innocence. When your children are, you know, more simple, or, you know, they haven't been exposed to the world,
exactly.
to the fallen world.
Exactly.
And that's what Jesus is calling us to be like, you know, be innocent. So I can come in and re-come in if you are falling away, and basically, you know, bring you home. You know, a lot of people, you know, are, because of the world gets in the way.
Yeah.
And they lose. They lose him. They lose the Lord. They, you know, and for whatever reason. And then, but if we're childlike and, okay, let me, come on in, Lord. You know.
That's the key, Dave.
Yeah.
That's the key. When Eileen and I were teaching our girls to pray when they were younger, we said, just talk to Jesus. Talk to him, and he'll hear you. They didn't say, oh, come on, Mom and Dad, that's not realistic. They said, okay.
Yeah.
Right? They believe. But as we get older, sometimes we get a little too smart, Marty, for our own good.
A little jaded.
A little cynical. And we think, that's not possible. Miracles, they don't happen anymore.
It was 2,000 years ago when
Jesus performed miracles. He doesn't perform miracles. But yet, what we need to do, if we're really going to have that, to improve our relationship with the Lord— mm-hmm. is to trust him and to be like a child in the sense that we say, all right, I know the world's telling me this is not possible, but I believe that it is.
You know, a simple story, when you're a young child, 5 years old, and you come to a corner and you got to cross the street, but there's a lot of traffic, all you do is you put your hand up until the parent grabs that hand, and then you feel secure and you can cross that street. You know, that's
great.
Really the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you don't even look. You don't even look for the person. You just raise the hand, and you know when they grab that hand, security, I'm getting across the street. So
safety. I feel safe.
Yeah.
I feel secure.
Exactly right. So that's what we are all called to do. And one point to Marty's point that he was talking about earlier, the Father, sometimes we get a little confused. We look at God, our Heavenly Father, and he's a little bit mysterious to us.
Mm.
We don't know him that well. I wish I could know more about my Heavenly Father. I see these pictures of Jesus on the crucifix I read about in the Bible. But Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father.
Mm.
Church teaches that Jesus Christ is the full revelation of
that's
God the Father,
awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. So when the priest holds up that host at Mass, when you go to Mass, he holds up that host, you're not only seeing Jesus, which is easy to forget, you are seeing the Father.
Amen.
That's pretty cool.
I love it.
Yeah.
Right?
I love it.
So,
absolutely.
I mean,
In my life, I was thinking, you know, kind of not to be kid too much, but I've been accused of being childlike, you know, when I should not have been. You know, there's sometimes when
well, there's a difference between childish and childlike.
Exactly.
I've heard that said many times,
right.
But yes, Dave, we're not going to go into that.
I did
that's
a little
a
play
story
on words. Okay?
That's a story for another day.
Absolutely,
the childish Dave Parker.
Oh yeah, exactly. Here
but right
we go.
Now, we're talking the gospel. So anyway. When we come back, Marty Rotella, live in the studio. Stay tuned. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for July 19th. Today we celebrate St. Mary MacKillop. Born in Melbourne in 1842 to parents who had immigrated from Scotland, Mary grew up in a family that faced constant financial struggles. Drawn to religious life, she couldn't find an existing order of sisters that met her needs. Assisted by her spiritual director, Mary founded a new community, the Sisters of St. Joseph of the Sacred Heart, also known as the Josephite Sisters. Its members were to staff schools, especially for poor children, build orphanages, and do other works of charity. As the congregation grew, so did Mother MacKillop's problems. Charged with disobedience by the Bishop of South Australia, she was briefly excommunicated and 50 of her sisters were dispensed from their vows. Ultimately, the excommunication order was rescinded, and the new order obtained canonical status, which protected it from the local clergy. The Josephite sisters were able to offer social services for Catholics and Protestants alike that few, if any, Australian government agencies could match. They worked among the Aborigines and ministered to unwed mothers. Her congregation was thriving as Mary MacKillop approached the end of her life. She died in 1909 and was canonized in 2010, making her Australia's first saint. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
When going about your daily life becomes difficult, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. 833.
Angel Army provides compassionate home care services. Angel Army can assist you with your personal care, make your bed, do your laundry, and perform light housekeeping. We can accompany you to various appointments, shopping, or just keep you company.
Angel Army is an equal opportunity company and can be reached at 215-805-8433 or visit angelarmycare.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I come to you to teach you the truth. I fall with grace upon you. I am with you for all your days.
Absorb the light.
Absorb the Light by Marty Rotella. I'm Gary Zimek. This is Spirit in the Morning. Your time right now is 7:19. We are joined in the studio by Marty today. Marty.
Hello, gang. Hello again.
Great tune, Absorb the Light.
Praise God.
Tell us a little bit about that song.
Praise God.
What's it all about?
Well, you know, Gary, the deal here is I never want to write any of these songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I just allow the Holy Spirit to write through me whenever.
Wow.
And sometimes I write in the first person, like the Blessed Mother or Jesus or the Father. But one day I was just sitting in front of Blessed Sacrament, and it just started to come that we needed a song from the Holy Spirit singing to us. And that's what came out, Absorb the Light. And for me it was powerful because I really didn't know him. And here he is. He's teaching me through this old song. He's writing through me of who he is, you know. And not only confirmation, not only at Pentecost when he came down in flames, you know, not only baptism, but I live in your heart, man. Mm. You do? Yeah. I live right here, man. So you can call on me. Jesus says, call on the Holy Spirit. So I got to call on him. And that's the day I started when I wrote that song. And then it's produced by Andy Andino over in Cleveland with Who Will You Say I Am, the great, great Catholic group. And when you add the music to it and elevate it, it's like, wow, this guy really loves me. The Holy Spirit really loves me. He lives inside of me.
Let's talk about that, Marty, because I think, Marty and Dave, the Holy Spirit is often referred to as the forgotten person of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit, we don't know. He's mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes don't know a lot about him. We know that we receive him when we're baptized, and that it's that gift is strengthened at confirmation. So we've got this Holy Spirit dwelling in us. And Marty, if we look at Scripture, we see the fruits of the Holy Spirit. There are certain fruits of the Holy Spirit, right? And I've often looked at the list. Peace is one of them. Love is another one.
Patience,
right? These are fruits of the Holy Spirit. But I look at my life and I say, well, wait a minute. I'm not always exhibiting these fruits of the Holy Spirit, even though I know I've got the Holy Spirit and his seven gifts. What's the problem, Marty? What's the disconnect there?
Well,
what am I doing wrong?
You know, it's not that you're doing anything wrong. I can only go by experience, and this is my experience. It was so easy for me to see Jesus because he's cool. He's got a beard. He's a guy. He walked the earth.
Right.
He also reminded me of my brother. My brother was a Jesus figure, so I had no problem with Jesus.
Right.
I had no idea who the Father was, so I had to first find out who the Father was because Jesus is obedient. Why is he obedient to this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's awesome. Well, I, you know, my father was a little rough, Italian-American, you know, great guy, but a little rough. So I don't see the Father. Well, now this Father is really merciful. Wow, this is cool. Now I don't know the Holy Spirit. I receive confirmation. I don't know who this Holy Spirit is.
Yeah.
Jesus says, call on him. Mm-hmm. And then one day was a wonderful friend of mine, David Haggerty, a great family therapist. He said to me, Marty, the whole thing with the Holy Spirit is close your eyes and go into your heart. What do you mean go into my heart? He said, stop thinking with your mind. Close your eyes. He said, try it right in front of the Blessed Sacrament. It's nice. Peaceful church. You know, do it at a creek. Go somewhere where it's peaceful. Close your eyes, he said, and go into your heart, he said, and start connecting with the Holy Spirit. Now I started to realize who it is, because now I'm not using my mind anymore. I'm using my heart. And in that, I learn who the Holy Spirit is. I'm starting to get more peace. I started to get insights. I say, wow, this is really powerful. It's actually called the divine indwelling. It comes from a beautiful apparition called A Lady of America, which is a beautiful thing. With he lives inside of me. It's a divine indwelling. So if I don't touch base with the divine indwelling, I'm going to be just thinking Marty all the time.
Mm.
Now, if I want to be one with you, so the Holy Spirit comes alive.
Yeah. Also, I would, can I say, also referred to as the still small voice inside, you know, the indwelling voice.
And Dave, with that in mind, let's talk a little bit about that, because the Holy Spirit inspires us, gives us thoughts throughout the day. And I want to share something with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this really, I found this challenging. When I was out, I was speaking in Dayton over the past weekend, flicking around on the TV, and I found a Christian channel.
Mm-hmm.
And there were two people sitting in chairs talking about Jesus. That got my attention.
Mm-hmm.
I love programs like that. I love people talking about the Lord and what he does in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know either one of them, but it was interesting. There was a woman on, and she said, one day I was standing in line at the store checking out, and there was this voice in my head that said, turn around and pay for the person's order behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, No, I don't want to do that. That's weird. They're going to think I'm crazy. They might get mad. You know how it is, especially up in North Jersey, Marty. You don't want to be...
You get a punch in the face or something. Yeah.
So she couldn't... I mean, she couldn't get rid of this thought. She turned around, and there was an elderly woman behind her with two rolls of paper towels. That's all she had. And this woman said... on TV, she said, I just felt that I needed to do it. There's something inside of me was telling me to do it. So she turned around and she said, please don't ask any questions, but I feel that I should pay for your order. The elderly woman began to cry. And she said, you have no idea what just happened to me. She said, I was just diagnosed with terminal cancer. Ooh. And I'm completely hopeless.
Wow.
So the woman who's getting these inspirations... She said, can I pray with you? And they start, at the checkout counter, they start praying.
Wow, yeah.
And, I mean, it was an incredible encounter. Now, Marty, I hear that, and I start to think, wow, how many times do I ignore these inspirations throughout the day? How do you know, Marty, if it is the Holy Spirit?
Well, you know what's, I'll give you a quick story. Young children always say to me, when I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, they say, well, I don't understand. Help me understand. I say, okay, let's say there's an apple on the table, and inside you want that apple. It's not yours. And you look around, nobody's looking, and you take the apple, and you put it in your pocket. Now you start to walk away. As you walk away, your conscience kicks in.
Right.
And you say, no, I can't do this. That's not right. It's somebody else's apple. And you go and put the apple back. Now, they say, oh, yeah, that's the Jiminy Cricket. No, no, it's not your conscience. It's not Jiminy Cricket. Right. That's the Holy Spirit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
See, the key here is that he is talking to you. He's always there, but we don't recognize it as the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
That's it.
How do I learn to recognize it? How do I learn to recognize his voice? Does it come from getting to know him better?
You know, you can know him better. Yes, I would say know him better. This was a great story. I was in a confession one day, and a priest. I walk in, and he said, "Now cut that out." I said, "Father, I didn't say anything yet." "What do you mean, cut that out?" He goes, "You heard me. Cut it out." I said, "Father, I didn't say anything yet." He goes, "Listen, you got to cry out to the Holy Spirit." I said, "How do you do that?" He goes, "Like this. Help!" And he screams.
Whoa.
I said, "Father, don't do that. People are going to think I'm attacking you." So he goes, "No." He goes, "Your penance, you go home and you get on your knees and you cry out to the Holy Spirit."
Yeah.
And you know, I did that night. Mm-hmm. I went home because I had to do it. I got on my knees and I went, "Help!" And it felt so good.
Yeah.
So how do you do it? Just cry out to him. Mm-hmm. Cry out, say, "I don't know you. Help! I need to know you. I want to know you more." You can read about him. You can hear about him from other people. But it's that one-on-one. And then close your eyes and really... listen in your heart, not in your mind. Your mind is where it gets... take an elevator ride down into your heart.
Yep.
Sit in your heart and just say, "Talk to me. I want to hear you."
Wow. Dave, I guess it goes back to that gospel today.
Absolutely. Yes.
Being childlike. Uh-huh. Sometimes we need to be childlike, right?
Yeah,
I mean, here we go. The Holy Spirit's directing this show
again.
It
reminded me, Marty, when you first came in back in the fall and stuff, you would say, sometimes you know, if you have a problem insurmountable, seemingly insurmountable, you just say, "Come on, big guy, help me."
Yeah.
You know, don't you cry out like
big
that.
Big guy, yep.
Big guy, you know?
Yeah, I think we need to do more of that instead of sometimes really getting... I believe sometimes we listen to the world, and the world tells us, well, this God stuff, it's not, you know, God can do a lot of things, but he doesn't really care about your finances, or God doesn't care about home repair issues, or God doesn't care about the small things in life, like getting you a parking spot. But I always would like to believe, and I tell people this whenever I speak, that if you're worried about it, then God cares, right? I mean, he cares about everything
Absolutely.
In our lives, the little things,
Absolutely.
As well as the big things.
That's it. He's
right?
Awesome.
So
he knows.
Yeah.
He knows what we need before we even ask.
That's right.
Oftentimes,
so today, take Marty's advice. Call out to the Holy Spirit. If you don't know him, ask him. Say, "Holy Spirit, come. Let me get to know you better. Reveal yourself to me." That's one prayer that for sure is going to be answered.
Ooh, amen.
Right?
Yeah, amen.
All right. We are here in the studio with Marty Rotella, Catholic singer, songwriter. When we come back, more with Marty Rotella on Spirit in the Morning. Stay tuned.
Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition, Celebrate Life, 5K run and 2K walk is Saturday, July 29th at Peace Valley Park in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. The race is at 9 a.m. and the walk will follow. You can register by mail until July 19th, online until July 25th at PretzelCitySports.com. There is a nominal fee for online registration. Or on race day, starting at 7:30 a.m. Celebrate life with the Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition, July 29th, Peace Valley Park.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. AARP Magazine cites studies showing that dogs can help your fitness efforts. The article states, dog owners who routinely take their pooches for strolls get an extra hour of activity per week. Also noteworthy, the oldest dog walkers, those age 65 plus, walk their dogs longer than any other age group. Dogs have a way of making their needs known, and as such, they might offer us the needed motivation to get moving. If you don't have a dog or can't manage one full-time, maybe you can volunteer at a shelter or offer to walk a friend's dog. But caring for any kind of pet can have beneficial effects. Be open to the healing aspects of life with all of God's creatures. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Power of God becomes my power within.
Wow, that'll wake you up. That's Power by Marty Rotella. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Want to let you know that tomorrow on the program, we will be joined by Catherine Zeltner, the host of the new EWTN series, EWTN Pro-Life Weekly, and Bear Wozniak. You know him from The Long Ride Home. Bear's a regular on the program.
Bear.
So it's EWTN Day tomorrow on the program on Spirit in the Morning. Right now, Marty Rotella joins us in the studio. Marty,
yo,
that song, Power, Power Within. You mean to tell me I'm not as weak as I think I am?
Yeah, you're not weak at all.
I got some power?
Yeah. You better believe it.
Talk about it.
Well, you know what it is? Nobody knows that. Yeah. Everybody thinks of the word power. You think of the army. You think of, you know, materialism, money, jobs. You think of every talents. Yeah. You think of everything but God's love inside your heart.
Right.
You know, he's planted there. Your soul is the center of your heart. It's where God lives. So you have this power within. If you never touch base with it, the whole time you're on earth, you waste the time, really, because here's this love, this God, he's inside of you, and if you touch base with it, man, you can go out and be really powerful. Now, what does that mean? Powerful in what? In love. See, that's how the world's going to change. The world's going to change when we really put the power of love in our heart, which is the Holy Spirit, all right, on the streets, through us. And they say, well, I can't change the world. You know, like, you need to be the president or something. No,
right.
No, you can change the world. Mother Teresa always said it. Saint Mother Teresa, she said, you can change the world one by one. And that's what it's all about. Don't miss the opportunities.
And let's talk about that today as we go into the world, as we go about our business, whatever it may be. We might not even leave the house. We might have family around us. We might not. How can I change the world with my day-to-day activities? There's got to be something I can do.
Well, the Holy Spirit does not live in the past, and he does not live in the future. The Holy Spirit lives in the present moment.
Okay.
All right? That's the only moment you have. So if you're lost in your mind in the past and the future, you never can concentrate on what they're giving you at that moment. So from the time you wake up till the time you go to sleep, whoever passes your eyes, whoever passes you, whoever comes into your life, whether it's by phone, whether it's by sight, whatever, you have to be there. You have to be there. You can't miss that opportunity. And we miss hundreds of opportunities a day because we're on the phone, we're busy in our mind, we're in the past, we're in the future. Don't miss it. That's the key. The key is to be in the present moment. Don't miss anybody who passes your eyes. Then you can be that person that sees somebody hurting online, like in the supermarket, that story, and you can be there for them. We can't be there for people if we are not in our heart, not connected with the power within.
And I think one of the challenges, Dave, is that we have, and Marty, we have our mind made up in the morning. This is what I'm going to do today. I have this, and that. And if the unexpected call or the unexpected email or the unexpected knock at the door occurs, I don't have time for this person because I've got other plans.
Yeah, we think it throws us off our game. The game that we pre-planned, you know, in the wee hours, we just got up and I have to do, you know, 10 things.
Well, the word is agenda, okay? We got to get out of our own agenda. Now, if you have to do certain things during the day, that's one thing.
Right.
But when you have your own agenda, like, I want that person to think this, I want this person to... No. The key is God is bringing people in and get out of your agenda and know that you might have to stop for a minute to help somebody cross the street.
Ooh.
Or you might have to stop for you know, your agenda so God can show you something or you can be there. You know, it's really simple. You know, if you have a smile... And you smile at somebody walking on the street, that can stop that person from committing suicide. That can bring them right out of a depression.
Wow.
So that's how important it is, a smile. I say hello to everybody. I'm a little out there. People get a little annoyed sometimes. I really don't care. I don't care what you think. But if I'm out there, whether I'm playing basketball on a court, whether I'm walking the streets, whether I'm at a supermarket, I say, hey, how you doing? How's it going? I try to even know your name. I won't remember it, but at least I know for that second. And it feels good when somebody says, hey, Marty. Oh, you feel good.
Yeah.
All right? So that's the key. That's the power within.
Yeah, I was going to say, what it reminded me of before that, and Marty, that is so awesome. I try to be that way. I say hi to people that are perfect strangers, and if I'm with someone and they look at me like, you don't know that person. Yeah, but they're a person, you know, and God is in them. Whether they know it or not, I try to recognize them. But what the thought before that was, in our St. Francis Cabrini Men's Prayer Group, you know, we talk a lot about that, like, and one, there was a gentleman that used to lead it. I won't mention his name, but I mean, just like when he was in the workaday world, you know, first thing your eyes pop open and he goes, I'm planning the whole day and I'm worrying already. Because he's in all that. But what comes out of that is that get centered with the Lord first. Stop that.
The
key is to try and stop yourself. Set yourself up to be with the Lord. So when you have those encounters throughout the day, I mean, you're primed. You're kind of primed. You don't let the world take over the split second you wake up.
You know, Dave, that's a good point. I'm just going to reiterate something. If you have four things to do today that are very important, right, and you're concentrating on the fourth thing, you're going to mess up the first one and the second one and the third one. So the key here is, you know, you have – it's good to plan. I have four things to do today, but I got to be really here. I got to be in the present moment, this first thing that I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Marty, let me run something by you. What do you think about the idea of, at the start of the day, saying, Holy Spirit, send people to me. Send people to me so that I can show your love to them and help me to be aware of them.
That's awesome.
Right? So that, and then what it happens, if we go into the day with that in mind, as I run into this person in a supposed chance encounter, I'll say, wait a minute. God allowed this to happen.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something for me to do here.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's powerful. And the prayer, prayer you had is awesome. And if they can use that prayer, use it. But it could be any prayer from your heart. Like, for instance, I do this every morning. I just say, come, Holy Spirit, come. That's it. That's how I start. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes even chant it. Come, Holy Spirit, come. And I'll chant it into the, you know, as I'm walking around getting ready. Come. And I'm going to start the day with him, not me. Mm-hmm. Because I've asked them.
You know what's funny about that prayer? And I've written a blog post on those three words that will change your life. I talked about it. But, and I do that sometimes. I say, come Holy Spirit. But it just doesn't feel, Dave and Marty, like anything's happening. I need to use more words than that, right?
Exactly.
Three words. I got to
do. Yeah. But that goes to the...
But we have that tendency sometimes.
Yeah, but we've just recently done some things the other day, Dr. Popcheck, on feelings.
Yeah.
And he started singing feelings. But the point is, sometimes our feelings take over and we have to go below the feelings.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Well,
can I just say, when the Holy Spirit's a real person. He's a divine. He's the third person of the Trinity. So if I say, come Holy Spirit, he understands that.
Yeah.
And... certainly, he's going to respond. When my wife says, Gary, come here, I come in a hurry. I don't have to say, well, you know, talk a little bit more. No, she says, come here. I come.
Well, you know, you can add words to it, too. You can say, yo, big guy, hello, you know, here I am, you know.
Right.
You know, so you can add to come, Holy Spirit, come. You say, yo, big guy, you know, I'm ready for you today. Come
That's
on.
Right.
You know, so any way you want to say it, say the prayer, you know, from your heart and start the day.
From your heart. I think that's the key, right, Dave?
Exactly. From your heart.
From your heart. Yeah, good stuff.
We're
one of the best prayers ever, Marty.
Help.
I pray that one often. Help. Right? We're joined in studio by Marty Rotella, Catholic singer, songwriter. Marty, remind us where we can find your work online.
Oh, that's really nice. SpiritPowerMusic.org. That's the website. You can also go to Facebook. Just type my name in. You can see where I'm at, where I'm traveling, what's happening. And, you know, it's awesome, people. Just jump on there, spiritpowermusic.org, and, you know, just bring people there. Because the thing is that you can use the music. Use it and help people on their journey. All right? Amen.
And let's talk about what about if somebody wants to bring you to their parish? Is that possible?
Yeah, sure. You can go to the website and just, you know, call up and ask for me. I don't have a fee, but what I do have is I ask for a free will offering or whatever monies can come my way. And I come in and do whatever the parish would want, whether it's a talk, whether it's a concert, whether it's both. And I would love to do that. So just go to the website, spiritpowermusic.org, and give us a call.
You know, the first time, Dave, I met Marty was at a retreat.
Was
back
it?
In, boy, Marty, I don't remember when that was. That was, I would say, about 2003 or so.
Oh, many moons
at
ago.
Sacred Heart Parish in Riverton, my home parish at the time.
Yes, yes.
And Marty was there. It was a retreat, and Marty was singing, and I got to talk to him, and I just thought, man, this guy is really cool. Wow. And it's funny how our paths would remain connected, and they would cross numerous
times
through the years.
Now we're buddies.
But at the time, Marty, here, and I'm sure you don't remember this, but we were having a little group, a small group session where we were sharing, and I, at the time, felt called to be a permanent deacon. I felt the Lord was calling me to the diaconate. And I was really pushing a little hard. I thought, you know, why won't this work out? You know, God wants me to do this. Why wouldn't this work out? And I said to Marty in the group, I said, how do you know if God's calling you to do something? And Marty, it was this, no offense, but it was the strangest advice, but I knew it was really good. You said, back off and just wait. and let him make the next move. And I thought, no. I got to keep pushing. As the years went on, I realized that God wasn't calling me to be a permanent deacon. Just nothing at all worked out in the process. I had never envisioned that at a lay, as a layperson, I would be working in full-time ministry. Yeah. But the Lord had another plan.
Yeah.
But so thank you for that advice. It
praise
was wise.
God. Praise the Holy Spirit. That's what I'm saying. You know, that's a great advice for everybody. Like, if you're having a hard time with your kids or you have decisions in your life, pull back and wait. No, people don't want to do that.
No.
I want an answer right now.
That's right.
But listen, pull back and wait.
I want it when I want it. I want it now, you know?
Yeah.
That's our society. Yeah, we live in a fast food society, right? I mean, everybody wants instant gratification. We don't want to wait.
Exactly. What I was going to say, getting back to Marty, if you invite him in to your parish, don't go halvesies. You know, get the music half, too. I mean, he is phenomenal in person when he's singing. You know, we've had him in studio the first, you know, back in the fall. You know, it was awesome. And wherever he is. So my recommendation from my point of view is do the whole enchilada. You know, let him speak, let him sing. You know?
And that's what you did at the retreat in Sacred
Just
Heart.
Just saying.
Yep.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you.
You know what you're talking about.
Yo.
Hey, what does Marty always say, Dave, when we start to get worried? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Hey, we all say that at the Zimak household. I got my kids saying that, too. They have always loved your music. My daughters, Mary and Elizabeth, they have loved your music. Hey, Marty, would you do a quick shout-out to them?
Because hey, girls, I love you. I know you're listening right now. I can see your smiles.
Yeah.
Keep smiling from my heart, honey.
We all love Marty Rotella.
Yeah, and Barb my wife got to meet you out at Malvern when we did that live remote. That was awesome.
Shout out. Hi, Bob.
Say hi, Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
All right. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Gary Zimak along with Dave Parker. Our special guest in studio today is singer-songwriter Marty Rotella. We're just hanging out talking about Jesus. We don't script any of this stuff, Marty, right? We just let the Holy Spirit lead us.
Amen.
When we come back, more with Marty Rotella. Don't go anywhere. The time right now is 7:46.
Do you want to have your business get noticed? Do you want to support and evangelize your faith? Underwriting Holy Spirit Radio is a great way to accomplish each of these. Holy Spirit Radio is a listener-supported nonprofit foundation. Join with other faith-filled businesses like yours. Business sponsorships start as low as $300 per month. Learn more at holyspiritradio.org. Call us at 215-345-1570 or email frank@holyspiritradio.org.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Matthew 11:25, Jesus exclaims, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." So Jesus has chosen to reveal the Father to the likes of you and me. Not that we deserve it, but because we acknowledge our unworthiness, he reveals it to you and me. And not only that, he delights in doing so. He actually praises the Father for the fact that we are nobodies who have been given such sublime information. It remains for us to give praise as well. It is good to be lowly people who know the likes of him. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble, Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
In shining armor, leading men to conquer their fright. On my horse, I go to battle, on a quest to win the fight. To my right, the enemy closes. To my left, are fires that burn. Then I raise my sword to conquer every evil at every turn.
Jesus, God, he's my shield. I shall fight to my last breath for the glory of the Lord. Shall not lay my sword down. Now's the time to find the courage. Let your glory guide my hand. Stand for truth in awesome power. Now let peace come to the land. To my right, the enemy closes. To my left, are fires that burn. And then I raise my sword to conquer every evil at every turn. And I shall fight to my last breath for the glory of my King. I fear no blows because God is my shield. I shall fight to my last breath for the glory of the Lord. I shall not lay my sword down till he calls me to his throne. Enemy closes, and to my left are fires that burn. And then I raise my sword to conquer every evil at every turn. I shall fight to my last breath for the glory of my King. I fear no blows because God is my shield. I shall fight to my last breath for the glory of the Lord. I shall not lay my sword down till he calls me to his throne. I shall fight to my last breath. I shall fight to my last breath. I shall fight to my last breath for the Lord. I shall fight to my last breath. I shall fight to my last breath.
We're back on Spirit of the Morning. That was I Shall Fight by Marty Rotella, who joins us in the studio today. Marty, what's the deal with that? I'm a Christian. I'm not supposed to fight.
Hey, you know, the whole deal is, first of all, God is your shield. Now, if you read Scripture, especially in the Psalms, you'll see it countless amount of times that God says, I will shield you. I am your shield. He's a verb and he's a noun. So the key here is that what do I do? Pick up your sword. Now, do you pick up your sword and go stab people? No, that's not the point. The sword represents that you will fight for the guy who created, the God who created you. You will fight for the God that lives inside of you, the God that shows you love, teaches you to go out and love. The guy who died on a cross for you. Yeah, this is what's awesome. So I will fight. I will fight with word. I will fight with prayer, okay? It's not a matter of swinging the sword and hurting people. It's a matter of, that's just a sign, I will fight for you. Amen.
And it is a battle out there, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a battleground, right,
Dave? I was just going to say that. I mean, the evil one. The evil one prowls the world, as we know, and seeking the ruin of souls.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, we can, you know, and then we can battle that, armor up, if you will, put on the armor of God. Many scriptural references. Yes.
Sorry, Dave.
No, go ahead.
You don't hear it as much, but when I made my confirmation, it was emphasized that I am now a soldier in Christ's army.
Yeah.
You know,
we
don't hear that emphasized anymore. But as a Christian, I am called to go out there and, of course, not fight in a violent way, but to, you know, to do battle with the forces of evil, which are everywhere.
Yeah.
Just turn on the news, right?
Like I said, it's in Scripture. You know, we got a shield, we got a sword, we got a helmet of salvation, breastplate
of righteousness.
Yeah, so, you know, let's go, man. Let's be strong.
Well, I was going to say one thing. Jesus was not milquetoast. He was not a weakling.
Good point, Dave.
He was not milquetoast. He didn't roll over on everything, you know. And like a lot of people, he should be so meek and humble and mild. No, he was a fighter. He was a fighter.
He was awesome. He is awesome.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Don't you do a song called How Cool Is Jesus?
How Cool Is Jesus.
I love that song. I love that song. We are visiting.
How cool is that?
We are visiting with Marty Rotella in the studio here on Spirit in the Morning. Right now, I want to quickly look at our Be Not Afraid Bible verse today. These come from my latest book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. Today's verse, Psalm 42:1, as the deer longs for streams of water, so my soul longs for you, O God. Marty Rotella, we all seek happiness. We are seeking God, whether we know it or not.
Amen.
Right? He's the only lasting source of happiness,
Amen.
Isn't he?
You're right.
We don't get that.
You know, God is unconditional love. So when he creates you in unconditional love. Now, if he lives inside of you, he's the soul inside of your heart. You have unconditional love in your heart. That's the only thing you seek. You can live 100 years on this earth. For those 100 years, you're seeking unconditional love. You don't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
So the key here is that you're always seeking unconditional love. You want it from your parents. You want it, but we can't get it from humans. You can only get it from God, so you have to connect with him.
And there are people out there that you will run across today who are also seeking that unconditional love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And as Mother Angelica has said, and I love this line, you may be the only Jesus your neighbor ever sees.
That's true.
Right, Marty? That's that's why it's important to live in that present moment and to recognize these encounters.
Mm-hmm. You know, but people ask me all over the country. They say, what can I do? And I just said, be Jesus. What?
Yep.
What do you mean? Be Jesus. Just be him. Go out. You don't have to proclaim as much. Just be him. And when you're him, watch what happens with the conversation. It's awesome.
Amen. Hey, we only have a couple minutes left.
Shoot.
Marty, what's going on? What's coming up for Marty Rotella? What are you working on? What are you going to be doing?
Well, we have an office in the Southwest, Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's called Spirit Power Southwest. I'm going there once a month. It's awesome. We're really going in and helping a lot of parishes. I'm doing a little work up in Oakland area, okay? It's been great. Two young priests that are just on fire with the spirit power. Arkansas just opened up, too. We're doing work down in Arkansas. And Malvin Retreat House outside of Philly. Matter of fact, today is our meeting to open up Retreats to Go.
Awesome.
Spirit Power Retreats to Go from Malvin. Yeah, so really exciting stuff happening. So,
are you going to have a drive-through window? I mean, can we?
Retreats to Go.
I'll take number one and three, okay?
That's good. I like it.
That was the Holy Spirit, I tell
you. You can follow Marty online at spiritpower.org, and I'm going to have that linked at Spirit in the Morning.
SpiritPowerMusic.org.
Yes, sorry about that. We'll have that linked at SpiritInTheMorning.com. A lot of spirit going on here. Holy Spirit Radio, Spirit in the Morning,
really?
Spirit Power Music.
Yeah.
Dave,
wow.
Yeah, I know.
We're immersed.
Yeah, I think I think there's a bigger picture here.
Yeah,
I think there's a reason you are
think?
In the studio right now, Marty.
Amen.
Thanks for coming down, Marty.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Always a pleasure.
You're the man, Marty. Thank you.
I love you guys, and I love everybody
love
out
too.
There listening.
We
to
love you, too. Also, don't forget, tomorrow on the show, Catherine Zeltner from EWTN Pro-Life Weekly and Bear Wozniak, The Long Ride Home. Bear's going to be joining us to talk about his new man cave, Dave. I don't know if you heard about this. This is a new program that Bear has.
I've heard an inkling of
it. So we're going to be hearing a lot more about that on tomorrow's show. And I want to thank you for listening. You're an important part of what we do here. Please continue to keep us in your prayers. And if you ever need anything, you can find me at gary@holyspiritradio.org. Just shoot me an email. I would love to hear from you. I'm going to close it out in prayer now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, guide us. Come into our lives. Come alive in us. Help us to recognize every situation, every encounter comes from you. Help us to do what you want us to do today. Please use us for whatever you need today, and give us the strength that we need. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Marty,
Amen.
Thanks again for coming down,
thanks,
for making
guys.
The trip.
Yep. My pleasure.
You're welcome.
Oh, and Dave Parker, thanks for being my co-pilot.
All right.
Tomorrow I will be doing the show from home. I will be out of the studio. Frank Eliason should be back, but I'll be doing the show remotely as I get ready to travel to Cleveland So you have a wonderful day. Remember what I always tell you, whatever you do, wherever you go, the Lord is with you. Just make sure you turn around and say hi. We'll talk to you next time. God bless you.
See ya.